What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Ross Clifford is my special guest on Wednesday mornings. He joins me once again. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
How's life there in New South Wales today?
Oh, look, it's hectic, but it's overcast and it's raining. But I tell you, I'm a happy trooper, Rodney. We've got the cup back. The Australian cricket team didn't let us down. And a couple of my South African mates are going to have to be singing the national anthem in my chapel in a couple of weeks.
Oh, very good.
Because they lost a small wager, nothing to do with money, but what would happen if Australia or South Africa won. And they're going to be up singing the national anthem. I love it.
Now, does that mean that you were going to have to sing an anthem if the Aussies had lost?
No, I was going to have to put up in my office a picture of the South African cricket team for a month. But it's great, isn't it? Good sport, two great teams. That's what it's all about. Excellent stuff.
You've done well. Now, we're talking about a very interesting topic today, and that is the current series that is on our televisions of Underbelly.
Look, it's a really important thing for us to see what Underbelly is saying. Now, a lot of us don't like the violence of Underbelly or the nudity, etc., of Underbelly, and I'm one of those, so I've got to be cautious about what I say. But look, Rodney, there is no doubt that Underbelly is portraying what happened in Sydney and Melbourne and many other parts of Australia in the 1970s and into the 1980s. And in one of the opening episodes, it showed how Donald McKay, one of the leaders of the anti-drug crusade movement at the time, how he was actually murdered. We believe that portrayal was accurate, how he was murdered by the drug mafia in New South Wales, and also how a number of politicians went around and actually tried to say, because his body was never found, he wasn't murdered, he's just run away because of matrimonial differences with his wife. And some of these politicians, or at least one of them, as named in Underbelly on TV, has had a statue recently built for him in Canberra, you know, saying what a wonderful Minister of the Crown he was. Well, how can you be a wonderful Minister of the Crown when you're spreading false information about the murder of a anti-drug campaigner in this state? Mate, there's no doubt Underbelly is showing it goes straight to the police commissioners, it went to politicians, it went to the top, it went to the police force. There was organised crime in the state, Victoria, across the country in the 70s, and it was managed by the top end of town. You know, this should make us all absolutely horrified, and it's true. Its message is true.
I mean, you were practicing criminal law back in those days, so you would have seen a little bit of this in your law practice.
Absolutely. I was involved in King's Cross. If you know what King's Cross is, it's the kind of night spot of Sydney. And I was working in King's Cross as a lawyer for 5-6 years. And I was in that area trying to do criminal law and whatever in a firm up there. And it became so bad. I mean, that's one of the reasons I left law in Sydney, went to the Northern Territory. I couldn't practice criminal law and keep my integrity. The things that were taking place, and you're trying to tell people, you're trying to tell various organisations, they just didn't want to know about it. I think we faced a situation in Australia, Rodney, where we don't want to believe that there can be corruption in our structures that keep us safe. We don't want to believe there can be corruption in the judiciary or there can be corruption in the police force. We can believe in all sorts of other ills around about us, but don't touch those sacred cows, because all of our society might sort of come undone. So we protect them. We just think it's about, you know, one isolated incident. It was not. In the 70s, this was ripe. It was throughout society, and it was hitting every level. Police, judiciary, vice squad, licensing, magistrates, premiers, federal politicians. And we as Australians ought to say, Underbelly's put it on TV. We don't like a lot of the surrounding Underbelly with its violence or whatever. But when our Australian leaders going to say, let's have a royal commission into this, let's look at what happened in the 70s and 80s, let's name politicians, let's name police, let's get it out and let's assure that it doesn't happen again.
I suppose the frightening thing is we don't... we don't really want to admit to it because there's that tension that, you know, can we actually trust anyone even today? And but I suppose until we get it out in the open and sort it out, we can't really trust anyone.
Look, I agree with you, and it's about being honest. I mean, why do we have to rely on a TV program to show us how the world was? And where was the media, Rodney? Where was the media? Where was the investigative reporters in the 70s? I mean, where was the exposure of this, which was known just around all of Australia with those involved in this world, what was going on? I mean, there were innocent and good police, you know, set out the back of Bourke because they wouldn't play games. The same was happening for certain members of the judiciary. It's an absolute disgrace. And the prophet Amos tells us in chapter 5 of his book, where a country allows bribery to take place, where it doesn't give people fairness before the courts, where it stands up for those who are seeking to, you know, to abuse others. When we allow that to happen as a nation and our churches, then God hates our worship, hates what we stand for. And the prophets are very clear about this. Integrity is in a nation, and integrity for those who claim to be followers of God demands that we stand up against evil when it represents itself in oppressing people, in murder, in drug trade, in bribery. No, says God, and we ought to be saying no as well as a community. So it's time. I mean, there's good signs. There's good police, excellent police across our country now, leading our police forces, which is a good indication that there's been changes at the top end to allow those things to take place. Although in New South Wales, we've got an active Christian police commissioner. A politician said to me the other day, well, that might be more by a good chance, good luck than good, you know, anything else that took place intentionally. But mate, we've got to make sure this doesn't happen again. People were murdered. This is the beginning of drugs into our schools, our culture, whatever, heroin into this nation. It happened because we were silent.
Speaking to Ross Clifford this morning, and we're talking about Underbelly. Now, this is a television series, Ross, that's obviously been put together. It's using real stories for putting it together and pretty much for entertainment. But you feel a lot more deeply about it than that, don't you?
Oh, I do. You've just got to watch it to see the politicians it's naming, the police commissioners it's naming, how our lives were influenced in the 70s and the 80s. And I think it's a reminder to all of us, Rodney, about things that we ought to be doing. You know, the church, by the way, did do things in New South Wales and elsewhere. It was the Council of Churches in New South Wales who really were one of the ones that were speaking out in the 70s and 80s and saying this stuff is wrong. But I really think there's some practical things that we can do. We as churches and people of goodwill have to encourage people to become criminal lawyers, to become judges, to be involved in the police force. You know, we are to be people of salt and light, and we should encourage each other and pray for each other and support each other and just ensure that people go into those areas. They just don't go all into corporate law or conveyancing or other areas. I mean, let's penetrate some of these areas and encourage people to go into those fields and make a difference. I think also we need to constantly hear the prophets, hear what they're saying about what's happening in our courts and our structure, and if that is clearly what's happening in this country and in various situations, we need to speak up with a common voice and be involved. I think there's something more though, Rodney. I think all of us need to consider that with Underbelly now out there, naming names, naming people of leadership throughout our country, whether it's time that we do not have a massive royal commission in this country asking what are the links to organised crime, where is it seen today, is it seen still in the police force, is it still seen in our judiciary and our politicians? Because, mate, this is the source of our pornography in this country is organised crime, it's the source of our heroin trade in this country and of organised crime, it's the source of evil in this country is organised crime. Is it enough for us as a nation to say, if a TV station can put it on and show us and name people, is it enough for us to say as a nation, let's stand up, let's deal with this, and let's really deal with what took place and ask if it's still happening?
We're talking about stuff that took place in the 70s and 80s, and as you say, we've got to ask the question whether these sorts of things are still happening. We know that some things have happened to clean out police forces and so on, and we've seen changes. But I guess it's not the only place where we see a culture being taken over, and, you know, a culture that is affecting the rest of the community. I mean, even in football clubs, for instance, we're hearing more and more of the rugby clubs there in New South Wales and things going on there. And there seems to be this culture, whatever football code you follow, you know, how can we have an effect into places like this?
Well, I think, you know, one of the great things is chaplains trying to go into those clubs and make a difference. But we need to speak into those environments as supporters. I mean, my experience of rugby and football clubs over here is that there's a lot of good people involved with them, but they are a culture of binge drinking, and they're also a culture of groupies. And as long as clubs allow those two things to happen together, drink and groupies, then do not be surprised that young footballers do binge drink and they do not know how to develop proper relationships with women. It's a culture that seems to say that women are there and available, and it's okay to get drunk and take whatever facility you want. Now, we've got to hit that culture. We've got to do it in our own lives. I mean, binge drinking outside of football clubs is just, you know, it's just taken control. You know, not being wowsers, but isn't it a time again for all of us to say, you know, we won't support any more football teams that operate with a culture of alcohol, events where alcohol is present, team meetings where alcohol is present, sponsors meetings where alcohol is present, public meetings where alcohol is present, and certainly clubs that in any way allow the fostering of any sort of groupie activity. And let's get chaplains in there and again pray for and encourage the many good footballers out there to try to make a difference. Rodney, you know, let's be positive. We can turn this around and make a difference. But it's really up for us to be salt and light, to be honest about what's going on, not turn our back upon it, and, do something about it. Underbelly says that most of us decided to do nothing about the state of our world in the 70s and 80s.
Okay, so it's not just a case of protesting and saying you're doing something badly. It's having that positive influence.
Absolutely. Be salt and light, as Jesus said. Let's get in there. Where are the Christian lawyers? Get them into criminal law. Get the police. Support them, you know. Get the right guys into judiciary and support our Christians and people of goodwill playing football. They're all over the place. Support the chaplains and let us tell the clubs and our society, you know, what are the values that we expect? And, you know, I just think everyone's had enough. We're just not going to put up with it anymore. Around my state, and I'm sure it's over there, everyone's saying, we've had enough. Don't people get it? We're not going to follow football anymore if it doesn't get it. These are not the values for our kids. They're not the values for our family. It's not the values we want to see in our society.
Where are we going to go this time next week?
Oh, quite a topic, Rodney. We're going to meditation. I'm getting email and email after it coming to me saying, is it okay for Christians to meditate? What does it look like? And if it is okay, how come we don't see much meditation in our churches?
Very interesting. I'm looking forward to that one, finding out what meditation might look like in a Christian church. We'll be doing that this time next week. Ross, thank you so much for your time today.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.